Welcome to Medicare and More with Jim Gary, brought to you by Silver Sherpa Inc. Just like a Sherpa guides climbers up the mountain, Jim is here to be your trusted guide up Mount Medicare. With years of experience and a heart for helping people, Jim makes the confusing world of Medicare simple and clear. Each week, we'll bring you tips, insights, and answers to your questions so you can make confident decisions about your health care. Now it's Medicare and More with your host, Scott Whatley, and your guide up Mount Medicare, Jim Gary.
And we'd like to welcome you to Medicare and More. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you're with us. Our show is brought to you by Silver Sherpa, Inc. Their number, 303-865-5534. Again, that's 303-865-5534. You can check out their website at Sherpa, S-H-E-R-P-A. 123.com. Once again, from the world headquarters here for Silver Sherpa with the man that started all, Mr. Jim Gary. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you. And we're at the world headquarters.
We are, man.
Building. The world headquarters building is in the shadows of the IKEA building on I-25 in Dry Creek, for those that wonder where world headquarters is. We're always quick to point out, because we have clients all over Metro Denver, and not all of them are as mobile as others, so we do make house calls as well. It's not always a matter of having to drive to see us. We'll come see you, you know, if we certainly feel it's in your best interest.
That's a great service, man, because sometimes there's just people that just don't want to get out. And you say I-25. I don't even want near I-25. So, you know.
Exactly.
Well, that's a good point. So, folks, remember that. And if you've got loved ones, you know, that you think, man, I mean, my folks need to hear this. Maybe you're not of age yet for Medicare. Hey, I promise you, that's a great, great opportunity for them to take advantage of. And, you know, really have Jim's undivided attention there and right there in the privacy of their own home or wherever they would like to meet as well.
Now, one thing to point out on that, I'm always quick to point out, this show can air several times during the year.
Sure.
And between October and the end of the year, that's our busiest time of year. So we're restricted to, just by sheer volume, as to how far we can travel from the office. So if you're calling us in October or November, it's likely we're going to say to you, I'm sorry, we have to either do it at the office or do a Zoom meeting or some sort of phone call. We just don't have the bandwidth to be putting miles on the car during the busy season. So depending on when you're listening for this, just have that footnote noted.
Great point. Well, the year has passed quickly.
Yes.
Good night. Crazy. So I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, I mean, when you first got into this and owning your own company and everything, what was your idea of growth and dreams? Because we've kind of hit a spot now where what we're going to be talking about here, you have some growth and we're going to be talking about some needs here, but just what were your thoughts as you opened this and we're starting to grow it?
So I had a certain vision in mind, and as God has done many times in my life, he had a different vision. My vision was linear. His vision was exponential. So for those that understand math, it means God did it again. God outperformed anything I could have imagined. So when I first got into the business, I said to myself, I'm going to get some business the first year, a little more the next year, then more, and then more. I'm right now in year number four of my business. Or if you are listening to this next year, who knows when you're listening, it might be year five by then. My point is this. I expected to have the number of clients I have now at year 10. I'm more than 100% ahead of pace, so to speak, thanks to the Lord. Now, I was interviewing, I'm going to talk about hiring someone here shortly. I was interviewing someone this weekend for a position, and they did a bunch of research on the company, and they said, you know, we found out your rapid growth, and we looked at the Better Business Bureau, and we looked at Google reviews, and you've got so many reviews from so many people. And we know you have a team there. You've got people helping you and doing things, but you started this from scratch with just yourself. This is all you. And I stopped that person. And I said, I don't know what your religious beliefs are, but it is not all me. It is the Lord. I give all thanks to God. And I mean that. And I said, I'm not saying that to make an impression on you. I say, when I see athletes hit home runs, on TV, the first thing they do is they kiss themselves and point up to the God. I'm judging. I'm sorry I'm judging. Sure. I don't always believe that they believe what they're doing. I mean it 100%. When I say all glory to God, all I've done is hold some workshops, send some mailers out, and really deliver great service and follow the Lord's path. He's done the rest. And I can't thank the Lord enough, and I can't stress with people that are complimentary of Jim Gary and Silver Sherpa, I can't stress enough, give thanks to the Lord along the way. And if you don't believe in the Lord, perhaps knowing Jim Gary and Silver Sherpa is reason enough to believe in the Lord, because I'm telling you, it's in the deepest part of my heart, my soul, and my being that Silver Sherpa is where it is today. I mean that 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think me just looking at it, if I was analyzing you, so, you know, the time we've known each other and everything, you've taken a very complicated procedure, issue, whatever you want to call it, and made it relatively simple,
mm-hmm.
you know, in just the way you talk to people, the way you explain things. And that's one of the many things we've heard from people on the radio is, man, when I got to getting all this mail, I didn't know what in the world to do, you know.
Exactly.
And now coming to a workshop or just getting a talk with you, you've been able to go, hey, look, I got you. I'm your guide. All right. Hey, when I hunt and fish, you know, I hire a guide. I'm trusting that guide that he's going to look out for me and take care of me the very best of his ability. Same exact premise here.
Yep.
Okay. And I think that's one reason, one of the many, but I think that's one reason, you know, you have done well and God's blessed your business, you know, because you treat people right. You're honest. And that's easy to say. And sometimes when I see people advertise a business and they go, well, I'm honest. Well, could not. Hopefully everybody is.
Exactly. Right.
Now we know they're not.
Right, right.
In some cases. But
well, I think the other thing that really distinguishes what we do is, yes, it's the belief in the Lord Jesus Christ and living out those principles. But also it's the educational focus that I mm-hmm. put on every client. I'm not just here to get a Plan G for them or a Part D drug plan or a Medicare Advantage plan, but I'm here to explain and really get them to understand what I'm recommending, why I'm recommending, and why it's a customized recommendation. Because absent the education, there's thousands of brokers right here in Metro Denver, literally thousands doing Medicare. I really don't consider them, Mike. There might be three that compete with me because only three other ones are truly looking at someone and educating them based on their individual situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're not concerned with most of them are not concerned with educating and truly informing you. They want to give you the least amount of time possible so they can churn and burn and get onto their next client. Doesn't mean they're dishonest.
Right.
They could make the same recommendation as me by luck, by not investing the time in you. I just don't see it that way. And I had somebody coaching me recently that said to me, we can help you double your business this upcoming AEP, but you're going to have to spend less time with your clients. And I said, well, who said I want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I get joy. I'm 64 years old myself. Maybe part of my joy is spending extra time with people, investing that time with them, and on the back end, maybe not writing as much business. And that's where my joy comes from.
Right.
And I think people, when they sit down with me, they realize that. They realize that this guy gets a certain satisfaction out of sitting here, spending time with us, and getting to know us, and giving us the right recommendations. And that goes a long way. And I don't do it for any reason other than I think it's the right way to do business. And as a result of doing it that way, I'm getting more referral business than anyone could have possibly predicted.
Mm-hmm.
People say if you spend that much time with people, your business won't last 2 years, forget about 4 years. My business is going to last as long as I choose to work and whoever I turn it over to, as long as they continue in my model. It's the right way to do business, and you get rewarded for it.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Jim Gary is with us. Once again, it is Silver Sherpa. Sherpa123.com, and the phone number 303-865-5534. All right, we mentioned growth. We mentioned hiring. Let's describe the person that you're looking for.
Right. So because of this non-linear, because of this exponential growth the Lord has blessed me with, I literally can't keep up with the volume of referrals that I'm getting. So let's first start by setting the table. If you're an individual that has an interest in life and health insurance or already has their life and health insurance license but is looking for a new home to park that license at, or maybe you're making a career change and this has always appealed to you. Maybe you're returning to the workforce. You could be a stay-at-home mom for a while, returning to the workforce. Maybe you had a health situation, you took time off. Whatever your reason is, you're coming back into the workforce. I'm taking on all comers right now in terms of if the desire is to get into health and life insurance or get back into it or renew an interest in health and life insurance with an emphasis on Medicare. I don't care who you are, what you do. I'm interested in talking to you.
Okay.
So what type of position am I hiring for? I don't know. What I do know is I could use a good broker, agent. Now, you might say, well, you're looking for a salesperson. Well, by technical terms, you might refer to that as a salesperson, but when I train you, you're going to see that educating people is a whole different thing than selling.
Mm-hmm.
When you're educating, people know you're educating, and you fall into sales. You never have to ask somebody, are you ready to get started today? What do I have to do to put you in this car today? Those words never come out of my lip. The people are cutting me off. When can I sign up for a policy with you? Stop educating me.
Right.
Because my heart's in the right place, and that's what I'll train you to do. So it could be a sales position. Now, you might say, I never wanted to be in sales. They scare me. Okay, slow down. What about administrative position? What about supporting me, supporting the sales, the brokers here? What about just helping out and learning the business? And maybe after 6 or 8 months, you're like, all that dude does is educate people. I've never heard him ask for a sale. He's falling backwards into them. Maybe I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to start off administrative, as long as you're willing to work hard, put the hours in and learn the business or renew an interest in the business, I'm willing to talk to you.
Right.
So let's talk about a profile. So someone asked me last week, you know, they were on Christian radio and I have my Christian beliefs. Do they have to be a believer? And the answer to that is, of course not. Okay. So I think of a couple of different Bible verses come to mind. My name is James, so I have a special interest in the book of James in the Bible because it's my namesake. And I believe it's in chapter 5 of James where he says something to the effect, I think it's James 5:20 or 5:22, whosoever converteth a sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Now, I like the back half of that, okay? Because I'm a sinner. And,
right.
And if I had a magic pill to hide a multitude of my sins, I'm taking it.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, if you're a non-believer, be expecting to have some believer conversations if you want to work with me.
Sure.
Because I'm looking to benefit from our relationship.
Right.
And I'm looking to help you in the meantime. So do you have to be a believer? Of course not. Now, that being said, if you are a believer, what better journey to take than to show up for work in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening after a long day, and just talk about God? Just spend some time in the moment, in verse, in prayer, whatever you want to do as a believer, man. Mm-hmm. Let's start our day and end our day that way. That'd be wonderful too. So wherever you are on your spiritual journey, I don't care. If you're willing to work hard, you're honest, and you have integrity, we could use you in some places. You tell me what you're willing to do, and I could probably find a spot for you.
Right. Now, when you mentioned licenses,
yeah,
let's kind of talk about that need. If somebody's got them, great. But if they don't, I mean, is it one specific license, a couple of licenses?
Yeah.
Or?
So the main license you have to offer health and life insurance, as you might expect, is a state if you live in Colorado, I assume you do, is a residential Colorado health and life insurance license.
Okay.
Now, can you just have a health insurance license or just a life? Yes, you can. And if you have just health, fine, you qualify because Medicare comes under health. The reason I bundle it, health and life, is because a lot of my clients are looking for help, not just for the health insurance, but they'll say, hey, while you're helping me with Medicare, quote me on a term, quote me on a whole life policy, quote me on some sort of life insurance. I'd like you to be available for that. But health is the minimum. If you have a health license, you're good to go. If you don't, you have to take a course, which, depending on your background, what you bring to the table, what I see in you, I might be willing to pay for that course for you if you're the right person.
Right.
Okay? I'm not guaranteeing it, but I might. So health and ideally health and life. That's the first cut. You have to have a state license. That gives you the right to offer health and life insurance products in the state that you live in. Now, once you're licensed in a state, you have a residential license, it's very easy to multiply that by 50 by just going to the individual. You don't have to pass a bunch of exams. You just go to the state you want to sell. And so let's say you have a bunch of friends and family in Texas or Florida. You can just, once you have your Colorado license, just apply for a license in Texas and Colorado, pay the licensing fee in that state. There's not a bunch of exams. It's just basically a fee to get licensed in other states.
Right.
Okay. So, but all I'm worried about is Colorado. 98% of my clients are Colorado. I have clients in 38 states, but 98% Colorado. Now, once you have that either health only or life and health license combined, that gives you the right to offer products, but you're going to have to take that a step deeper when you look at Medicare, for example, because Medicare, the individual companies that offer products make you get licensed. It's not really a license. It's appointed is the correct word, appointed with them. So you'll end up having to go with my help and guidance to United, Humana, Aetna, the big companies, Kaiser, and get appointed with them. The appointment with them gives you the right to sell their products.
Okay.
So just having the health and life license gives you a layer of credibility. It doesn't give you the right to sell individual company products until you get appointed with those companies.
Okay.
So that there's a bunch of appointments involved. Depending on which companies you're appointing with and for what products, Advantage, Part D, Part C, there may be additional certification slash exams involved in that process too. So that's why I say when people attend the public workshops I deliver at libraries or local employers will come out, community centers will have us come out and do workshops, we always tell people, you know, this during the summer, brokers who know what they're doing and are truly offering a wide range of services, they're having to recertify each summer 50 to 70 hours worth of training courses to keep up to date for the changes going on in the Medicare for the upcoming year.
Oh,
so
okay.
it's not turnkey. If you're not yet, if you don't yet have a health and life license, you're going to be spending at least 20 to 40 hours getting health and life. Once you have that, you'll be spending another 20 to 40 hours getting appointed by individual companies to offer their individual products. So it's a serious, I mean, this is not, this is not a part-time job. I'm not looking at, now, don't get me wrong. I'll hire part-time if you're only available a couple days a week and some evenings, but you view it as a path for maybe your point of life is next year, mid-year, I'm going to be available full-time, but I have to live out this other thing first or whatever.
Right.
I'm willing to hire part-time, but be looking at this as a full-time eventuality.
Mm-hmm. All right. The number you can call is 303-865-5534. And again, that is Silver Sherpa. And I can tell you, Jim does business the right way. And I'm proud as you know, a marketing person, advertising person to endorse and represent his company because of the way he does business. And he will be a good employer for you. So great opportunity. I hear people all the time, I can't find a job. I see a lot of things on LinkedIn. If you're serious, we got a job.
and just know that. So again, depending on where the season we're in during the year, how overburdened we are, how short-staffed we are, this could change over time. But in general, at various times throughout the year, we hold workshops at libraries. Those library workshops are informational only. They last about 2 hours. And I would want the person who's working with me to be able to be a good public presenter, stand in front of a group of people for 2 hours, answer questions, follow a guided program that I put together. So part of it's going to be public presentation skills. Now, whether I do them at a library or I have employers that bring us in or chambers of commerce, community centers, there's multiple ways we get leads. But most of them are going to involve some sort of public speaking. So I do expect that as a base skill if you're looking for the sales position. Mm-hmm. If it's admin, not necessarily. But I also get a ton of referral business right now. In fact, I get more referral business than any other type. The nuance there is when someone's referred to you, Jim, they're referred to you, Jim. So it's very hard to hand a referral off to somebody and say, hey, right. Mike, Steve, take this lead for me, because then the referral is like, wait a minute, I was told to go to you, Jim. So just know referrals are harder for me to parse out. Mm-hmm. But my point is we have too many leads right now. So we need help. And if you're wondering where the leads are coming from, I'm just trying to give you a picture. A lot of public workshops. This radio show has been an invaluable source of leads. So you're getting the picture here. There's a lot of built-in business, or what I refer to incoming business.
Right.
Now, that being said, I want everyone to hear this loud and clear. If you're thinking, hey, that'd be a great place to work, they give me everything. If you're the type of person that's looking for a handout, I don't want any part of you. Okay. what I mean by that is, yes, in the beginning, we're so busy, I'm likely going to be handing you leads. Just deal with this person. Deal with this person. Make the call. Especially if you're hired in September, October, November, it's just all hands on deck. Eventually, you're going to have to become self-sufficient and say to yourself, wait a minute here, he's got a ton of leads. Silver Sherpa's got a ton of leads, but I got to get out there. I got to knock on doors. I got to make my own path too, because I'm leveraging the Silver Sherpa logo. It's well established. It's got 5-star reviews. BBB, Google loves Silver Sherpa. So I've got something that anyone else would covet. A recognized brand name, and I need to leverage that. I need to go out there and generate my own leads, either through referrals of some of the clients that I handed you, just work referrals, get out to community centers, get out to retirement communities, work the local market, get out there and leverage the brand and get your own sources of business. That's the way you're going to get to the point in 4 years where you've got too much business. So my goal in having someone join us that truly wants the sales path or the agent path or the broker path is truly to put you in a situation where you can copy what I did, reinvent me, okay? Right. Reinvent me in your own image so that you get to the place. Now, keep in mind, it took me 4 years because I didn't know what I was doing, okay? The Lord blessed me and led me. But I'm going to shortcut you. I'll get you there quicker than 4 years. You're going to be to the point in 4 years where you're looking and saying, I need more people. Jim, get some more admins. I can't handle it all. Mm-hmm. So it can happen, and it can happen very quickly. I've learned how to do it, but you've got to be willing to break a sweat and get out there. You can't be coming on board saying, what a great opportunity. This guy has built a business. He's 4 or 5 years in business. He's got more leads he can handle. I never have to break a sweat. He's going to hand me everything. No, I'm not. In the beginning, I might, but you better be prepared to get out there, pound the pavement. And the larger your network is to begin with, the better off you are. If you already have some built-in sources of business and you can leverage my brand name to secure that business, all the better.
Sure. A couple of great things here in the last few minutes. Number one, you have a true proven process. So I'm all about sales. I've done it my whole life. To walk into a situation where they've got the recipe, and so we're not asking you to think about that.
Yeah, right.
Because that's done.
Yep.
Just present it in the way that you train them to do so. So that's a win-win deal.
Exactly.
And then somebody gets Medicare at 65 with you. Chance, you got a 20-year customer.
Yes.
Every year.
That's right.
Okay?
Yep.
So, you know,
so
if you take care of people.
Yep.
So the whole reason, it doesn't take long to grow a business,
that's
man.
That's right. The whole reason people choose the insurance field to begin with, in any type of insurance, including I don't do homeowners, I don't do automobile, but the reason people choose insurance in general is that it's called residual income, renewal income. Some people call it passive income. Once you get that client in your quote-unquote book of business, each year they renew with you, you're getting residual income off that policy. So you're not having to, now, don't get me wrong, in the beginning, for the first 5 years, yes, you have to constantly be getting new clients, but you get to the point eventually where you're like, I've got 1,000 clients, I can't handle anymore. The residual incomes will sustain you.
Mm-hmm.
And the referrals off of 1,000.
I
mean,
that's
it's
next.
Just, it's turnkey, not right away, not year two, probably year three or four. It's literally turnkey if you follow what I did. And I didn't shortcut anything.
Right.
I've got the worn out pairs of shoes to prove it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. The number 303-865-5534. It is Silver Sherpa Inc. The website, Sherpa123.com. Hey, listen, if you'd like to get in touch with Jim, give him a call. Again, he'll sit down with you. We'll all figure out if it's right. And
let me just add one last thing.
Yep, go ahead.
So obviously, if you're looking for the sales channel, the broker agent thing, being highly available all the time in person is very important. If it's more of an admin type position, you're sitting there thinking, oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, I really don't have the bandwidth, that's okay. There might be some immediate in-office I-25, the world headquarters I-25 right. in Dry Creek need for you to come in the office. But as an admin person, you can certainly do that remotely. We've got the technology. We have a database, you know, that's up in the cloud. So we don't need you to come to an office long-term if you're looking for admin, to be an admin support person and maybe learn the business from the ground up and come to me in a year and say, I'm tired of doing your admin work. I want to make some of these commissions.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Hey, folks, there's your chance. The phones are on 303-865-5534. Jim, appreciate your time. Look forward to our show next week.
Awesome.
Thanks for being with us today for Medicare and more. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.